If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Oh, yeah. We have a great show. Magical Engineer Frank and I are ready to go. We're going to be talking about how to avoid, you know, holidays around the corner, right? Okay. So we're going to talk about how we can avoid overeating, right? I know Thanksgiving's the big day when people just kind of like get a food baby, you know, and sit down on the sofa, watch a little football, go to sleep. Overeating will make you sleepy. And you're going to miss out on all the visiting when you do that. Okay, so we're going to talk about how we can avoid it. Also, we may touch on, your pH, how to keep your pH level where it's supposed to be. And also maybe some cancer topics. We'll see if we got time for all that good stuff. And, of course, our quack report. But before we get to all that good stuff, big salute and Semper Fighter, righteous men and women in uniform.
I lift him up in prayer every day, and I hope you do too. But I'm seeking the Lord's face. I'm hitting the knees, and, you know, close relationship with the Lord is going to be paramount because there's only going to be one thing eventually, ultimately, that we're ever going to care about is, you know, were we on the good side of the Lord? Did he know us? Did we have a possession of faith rather than just a profession of faith? You know, people profess that they have faith, but, you know, do they really have a possession of faith? So there's a big difference. So, you know, mind the time, you know, seek the Lord's face. I'm praying for righteous leadership in this country. I'm praying for safety. I'm praying we don't import a bunch of risk, you know. And you just put that on the prayer list. Because we need righteous men of valor to stand up and do the right thing and, you know, bring this country back in line with moral, ethical values. Let's do that. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right. Our world keeps getting stranger. Now, across the pond, you know, the British have had that, you know, socialized health care, their version of Obamacare, basically. And so what do you think of this report? Here's a guy, Paul Mason. He's a British citizen. He once held the Guinness World Record for the world's fattest man. He weighed in at 980 pounds. But then he had gastric bypass surgery last year. So now he's down to 420 pounds. So he weighs 420 now. So just that operation, the gastric bypass, cost the British taxpayers $47,000. Socialized health care. And combined with the other procedures, his medical bills now estimate $1.5 million. Now, Mason, he says he wants the National Health Service, that's what the British call their Obamacare, he wants them to pay for his surgery now to remove his unsightly folds of flesh that are dangling from his arms, legs, and his torso. That's right. He feels like he's been left high and dry by his health care. He says, I need an operation to be able to get my life back. The operation would be done privately for about $3,500, about the cost of his monthly food bill before he had his operation. However, officials say that the operation is cosmetic and won't pay for the removal until he gets his weight stabilized. Mm-hmm. But it gets worse. It gets worse, folks. In addition to the health costs associated with Mason's obesity, the British taxpayers have also had to bear the cost of housing him in jail. His former job, postal worker, well, he was sentenced by a judge for stealing from letters, and so he's a glutton and a thief. Okay. So Mason... get this now. He's suing the National Health Services for sending him to dietitians who merely told him, you know, lose weight. He says, but they neglected to tell him his problem was an eating disorder. Well, I mean, I don't know what kind of house you need to fall on you there, Paul. 980 pounds. Yeah, I would say you have an eating disorder problem. Definitely. San Diego-based plastic surgeon Barry Handler, he says, while skin contouring operations are very common for morbidly obese people after they've had the bypass surgery and they've lost the weight, he says, but they're not really the best candidates for surgery. There's a lot of complications. There's a lot of things that go wrong. And he says, and besides, when you're trying to remove a bunch of, you know, stretched out skin and stitch the person back together. He says it's like sewing butter together. Just, you know, can you wrap your brain around that? Sewing butter together. So, you know, what's across the pond comes here. So this is what we're in for. We're in for people that want everything free. They don't want to take responsibility for anything. They want everybody to pay for their college, you know, and $15 an hour to hand you a burger through the drive-thru. Uh-huh. They just don't have any concept at all of what things cost and how hard people work. Moving along in the quack report. Yeah, I'm going to take my blood pressure after this show. Chickenpox vaccine now causing shingles, they think. The rate of shingles has been increasing since the 90s. Now estimated 1 in 3 adults will have the disease. In their lifetime, certain number of these people will experience recurring outbreaks, which usually is not the case. Normally, you get one outbreak, right? All right, so about 1 in 5 will suffer severe, often debilitating pain. They call it post-therapeutic neuralgia. Officially, the cause, they say, is unknown. Why so much shingles? Yet studies are suggesting, hey, it could be the chicken pox vaccine and the shingles vaccine, folks. The shingles vaccine is just the chicken pox vaccine 10 times stronger. How many cases of shingle and chicken pox do you want? Just, you know, get a shot and there you'll have it. Chicken pox and shingles are caused by the same virus, Varicella zoster. Shingles cannot occur in someone who has not been previously infected with the virus. Usually from, you know, childhood chickenpox. But why then would vaccines against the virus be causing more severe outbreaks later in life? Well, because you're pumping people full of the disease. That's why. But, you know, you're not supposed to know that. So the body can never get rid of the disease once it's in there. The virus hides from the immune system along the nerve root in the central nervous system. Shingles occurs when, you know, there's a trigger, typically stress or an immune system function gets low and causes the virus to erupt out of the nerve root and travel to the skin and give you that painful rash that can last about a month. Those people suffer only a single case of shingles in their lifetime, but with all these vaccines, guess what's happening? Possible complications of shingles can include bacterial skin infections, motor neuropathy, bladder impairment, meningitis, hearing loss, Hutchinson's sign and Ramsay-Hunt syndrome, not to mention if it's on your face near your eye, you can risk your vision. Alarmingly, guess what? Shingles is now starting to appear in children, which was virtually unheard of 20 years ago. You know, you might want to check out the shingles kit. Shingles be gone at thepowerherbs.com. Check it out. And that wraps the quack report. All righty. Hey, you know, there's a lot of people say, I'm so tired of this PC world. You know, you're not supposed to judge anybody, at least, you know, judge not or you be judged. Hey, do you actually read your scripture? You know, I'm judging Mr. Paul Mason there. I damn. And, you know, if you're not supposed to judge everything, you're not. Why would God say ask for wisdom and discernment? Well, you know, that whole section of the Bible says don't judge, lest you be judged. It means, if you read the entire section, it means if you're going to judge something, judge it by the same standards that you would judge yourself. Okay? That's what that means, that people just don't read the whole thing. All right, we're going to move along, and we're going to talk about how to avoid this overeating, especially the holidays. Woo, going to be here next week. Can you believe it? Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, a week from now, you're going to be, you know, planning, getting the map out, or your, you know, your GPX, and you're going to look to see where you're going. If you're visiting relatives and friends, you're getting all ready, gassing up the car, getting the laundry, packing the bags, all that stuff. Well, the effects of overeating on our health are kind of vast. There's a lot of problems that go wrong. Approximately 70% of the Americans overeat on a pretty regular basis. So many things could be contributing to our habit of overeating. And you may or may not need to have a psychiatrist to sift through all of them. So we're told that there could be as many as 44 diseases caused by overeating. Wow. However, it can be a fairly simple adjustment to our lifestyle that can help tamper down the urge to overeat and reduce the disease risk. So when we make some changes, we can usually conquer some of these health problems and, you know, that kind of tag along with the overeating problem. So we're going to take a look, see what the stimuli is, the risks are, the solutions to this problem that many a doctor can't really resolve for you. Well, here's the risks. When we overeat, we can make our bodies vulnerable to other health conditions. And some people do not connect the dots that this is one habit that can cause an avalanche of conditions such as blood pressure problems, cholesterol problems, diabetes, osteoarthritis, cardiovascular disease, pulmonary problems, gallbladder disease, and even cancer. So with these secondary conditions, there's also the additional system malfunction that you can have, like kidney disease, vision problems, nerve damage, skin, and digestive disorders. So a lot of people say, well, you know, eating disorder, like in the case of Mr. Paul Mason over there in UK, it's compulsive. Is it compulsive, eating disorders? Well, for many, overeating can be a compulsive disorder. It can be the opposite of anorexia, but it can be linked to bulimia. And you may consider yourself to be an overeater if you are consuming thousands of calories at one sitting consistently. Okay? You're doing that at each meal. Now, psychologists say that eating disorders are compulsive and often are used basically to cover up emotional distress. So in a majority of the cases where the overeating is due to emotional problems, these issues have to be addressed in order to resolve the overeating habit. So psychologists state that overeating can be linked with personality disorders such as bipolar. However, this is not to suggest that all overeaters are bipolar, okay? What about some other reasons? Yeah, sometimes we overeat because we're stressed or bored. Or, you know, hey, we're trying to quit smoking. And sometimes people overeat due to a medication or from, you know, smoking marijuana. So other medical conditions that can prompt us to overeat are a hypothalamus disorder, tapeworms, appetite stimulants, encephalitis, brain injury, and a brain tumor. Now let's look at some of the medications that can, you know, sometimes make us overdo. Sometimes medications can offer the side effect of overeating. Medicines such as antibiotics, antidepressants, cortisone, medical marijuana, pain drugs, and steroids can make us eat too much. So also you want to avoid the diet foods and the artificial sweeteners because they actually promote cravings for sweet carbohydrates. And, you know, overeaters, you know, they have easy access. You know, it's a struggle. It's a daily struggle to contain their overeating because they're tempted everywhere they go. You know, fast food, convenience stores, the supersized stores with the grocery centers are often within a mile in each direction. So in most cases, overeaters seek out the comfort type foods that are really full of those empty calories. So poor food decisions can often lead to overeating and weight gain, even if you are, well, even if you don't have any emotional baggage to blame it on. So the unhealthy foods upset the whole system and cause distress. And most often, after eating the wrong foods, we feel really sleepy or sluggish, foggy-headed, bloated, and even gassy. So other symptoms indicate that your body is in distress are you may have joint or bone pain. Now, overeaters often have stress in their hips, their knees, their back, mostly due to some of the extra pounds they're carrying on that skeletal system there. And, you know, overeating sometimes is linked to malnutrition. Unhealthy food choices can leave us malnourished and cause a secondary disease. So what science is discovering in this area, for instance, is there's a loss of magnesium through the urine, often found in type 1 diabetics, and it pushes up the leptin protein and 167 amino acids. So we're told that controlling the lifestyle is easier when we have adequate magnesium because it supports this link between our brain and the hormone protein leptin. And it's not a coincidence that the lack of magnesium is also involved in conditions like heart disease, diabetes, obesity, osteoporosis, reproductive disorders, and immune system malfunction. So if you have high leptin levels and low magnesium, you may have these problems, including inflammation. And science thinks that there's a connection between the magnesium and the hormone protein leptin and may be responsible for syndrome X, where you have excessive fat around the abdomen. And then there's the problem where, you know, we have the self-esteem issue to deal with, because often we overlook as a casualty to overeating, it affects our self-esteem because the the mental image that we have of ourselves changes as we gain weight, and we don't like the look of our new heavier physique. So according to Brown University, overeaters can have depression and lack self-confidence. Anxiety can manifest also, and relationship problems can develop. So correcting the overeating issue tends to resolve these problems. So we're going to focus on content. This is how we're going to defeat this problem. We got lots of things we can do. When we eat whole foods, actually we find it's more easily and we're more easily and quickly satisfied, and we can stop eating. So foods that are dense with nutrition, such as, you know, natural minerals, including that magnesium, including your vitamins and fiber, will really satisfy us and help us to feel full on less volume. So therefore, our organic fruits and vegetables, our whole grains, you know, help everyone to avoid the overeating. Now, TV weight loss expert Susan Powter, she showed everyone how to stop overeating and shed massive unwanted pounds in a 1980s appearance when she was on Our magazine. She told Gary Collins that she came out with all this food on tray after tray. She told him, here, take this. And she says, and there was trays of vegetables, there was trays of fruit, there were trays of baked potatoes. Oh my God, it was like stacked high with baked potatoes. I still remember seeing this. And she told the audience that you can eat all of this and still lose weight and get healthy. And what she was doing is she was displaying the whole foods, and not one single prepackaged item or snack product was included. And she was in direct conflict with many of the weight loss professionals that were writing books at the time. So she said that she gained a lot of weight having children. She couldn't get it off until one day she was still standing in line at the grocery store waiting to purchase her junk food when it dawned on her. She didn't have to starve eating rabbit food when she could eat all the rabbit food she wanted. The problem was not the volume of food, it was the type of food that she was consuming. So Susan switched to whole foods and she lost all the extra weight. I always thought, you know, counting calories was really a burden. And then when, you know, you have whole foods, you really don't have to when you're, you know, changing that lifestyle. Of course, you know, regular exercise is going to be necessary for a healthy body as well, because our body is designed to move. Well, let's look at some of the herbs that can help us too, because there are some medicinal herbs that can get us over the hump and help us through this transition. There are herbs that can help us resist overeating while we work on our lifestyle. So fennel seed, for instance, was used by the Puritans. It helps to reduce hunger during fasting. And fennel also reduces bloating and gas. A gentian root, when you take it 30 minutes before a meal, helps prepare the digestive tract with enzymes, preventing overeating, and also to help food move faster from the stomach to the small intestine. And this herb is really great for those that have that reflux problem. Also, if overeating is due to anxiety, valerian root helps to take the stress off the nervous system and reduce anxiety. Ginger root is excellent if you have nausea, and peppermint is good for stomach aches. I also like the 84 rich minerals that are found in the unprocessed Celtic sea salt to prevent that metabolic imbalance, which can contribute to eating the wrong foods and having weight problems. So this is a whole salt. It doesn't promote hypertension. It helps to balance fluids throughout the body and can actually diminish your sweet cravings. So think of it as a whole food electrolytes for the body, if you will. So if you'd like to learn more about these herbs and others for a natural way to restore balance, I'll call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Their number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Their international number is 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Or you can visit them right on the web at thepowerherbs.com. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. They're totally organic, certified, till standard, cold-pressed, potent herb liquids and powders, which are in the system in 60 seconds. Easy to adjust dose, long shelf life of 10 years for liquids, 5 years for powders. And, you know, God's chemistry is just perfect. So you can get there typing in herbtalklive.com as well and ask for a free product catalog. They'll send it to you in the mail. Of course, you can also download the PDF version of the catalog right there from the website. And don't forget about their herb coupons. A lot of people just forget about asking about that. There's a big green button on the website. You can click that and get you some herb coupons and save. Also, I want to share with you what people are saying about the product line, Apothecary Herbs brand, because, you know, it's encouraging when people share their successes. And so here's a few. Bill Knott, Cobbleskill, New York, he says, using your top quality supplements has been a game changer for me, end of quote. Well, thanks, Bill. Also, if we're going to go to the UK, London, Grace says this, your products are of the highest organic grade and aged for maximum potency. Well, this is true. And Richard in Parma, Ohio, he says, I used your pandemic kit for the flu and I got over it in just 2 days. Well, amen to that, Richard. Good for you. And lastly, Greg in Saskatchewan, Canada, says, your tinctures are worth the extra effort of international ordering. I enjoy your radio show as well. I listen to the show when traveling for work. Aw, thank you, Greg. So there you go. People doing their thing, getting empowered. That's what I like about God's Good Herbs, you know. They put the power back in your hand. They put the balance back in the body. And you just feel really good. You're not dependent on drugs for life when you do that. So liberating. It is. Spread the word. You know, people got to feel empowered. These days you do. People are just, you know, feeling like they're just powerless. No, you're not. No, you're not. All right, we got a few minutes. Oh, a minute before the break. But, hey, we're going to set up this new topic we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about cancer, of course. We've talked about it on the show a lot of times. But in particular, you know, there's more cases of throat cancer popping up, you know. And it doesn't have to be that way. I know a lot of celebrities, you two too, that have had the problem. Maybe you know a family member that has gone through it. And it's pretty devastating, especially if you're going the conventional modern medicine route. You know, it's just, well, you know what they offer. They offer the chemo and the radiation and the surgery and goodness, you know. It's you know, putting the power in their hands instead of your own. It's kind of scary. It is. Well, according to the National Cancer Institute, throat cancer, very difficult, they say, to treat, really. I noticed they didn't say cure because, you know, modern medicine doesn't cure a thing. They're disease management folks. That's their specialty. Now, they do shine at trauma, triage. The other stuff, mm-mm. Oh, my goodness. Got to take a break. We'll be back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
"007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live."
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or a risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're going to talk about cancer. Yes, we are, according to the National Cancer Institute. A lot of throat cancer out there. And you know, the National Cancer Institute reports that, you know, if the condition's caught early enough, 90% cure rate, they say. Well, I use the term cure loosely because the disease is most likely in remission, especially if the patient makes no lifestyle changes, okay? Because you got sick for a reason. What was the reason? The unlucky person that has throat cancer has a lot of, you know, physical real estate at risk. Their cancer cells can usually start behind the nose as flat, thin cells and then, you know, look like fish scales, really. And then the cancer spreads to affect the voice box, the thyroid, the neck, the nose, the esophagus. So this disease usually affects adults over the age of 50 and is 10 times more likely to affect men than women. So Caucasian males have a 50% higher risk of throat cancer than African-American males. And throat cancer may not be as prevalent as other cancers, with about 13,000 cases a year responsible for about 4,000 deaths. So what can we do about this? Yeah, if you hear something's in remission, that just means there's a lessening of symptoms. That's all. Doesn't mean the disease is totally gone. Well, let's look at some of the symptoms associated with throat cancer. Usually throat cancer will pop up if you have symptoms of coughing, ear pain that are really persistent, a persistent sore throat that you have more than 6 weeks, pain or difficulty swallowing, voice change like a hoarseness for about 6 weeks, weight loss, or a lump or painless sore that won't heal inside your mouth, or maybe in a location of your throat or even neck. In addition to these symptoms, you may have difficulty breathing and experience bleeding in the throat. Other signs are neck pain, bleeding from the mouth, persistent sinus congestion, bad breath, sore tongue, white, red, or dark patches inside the mouth, numbness of the mouth, lump on the lip, mouth, or gums, enlarged neck glands, and slurred speech, you know, because if the cancer is affecting the tongue. It's almost like, you know, your tongue's anesthetized, you can't even speak. You know how hard it is to talk after you had dental work when you're anesthetized? Same kind of thing, you know? Can't talk very well. There is some complicated risk. Throat cancer can spread to the trachea, bronchial, and your lungs. Some factors which can cause the development of throat cancer are going to be exposure to asbestos, alcoholism, Epstein-Barr virus, papilloma virus, poor dental hygiene, tobacco use, especially if it's smokeless tobacco or cigars, a diet that lacks adequate vitamins that you would find in your fruits and vegetables. Also, cigarette smokers have a 25-fold increased risk of cancer over non-smokers. And other factors that can contribute are low immune system, exposure to nickel refining, textile fibers, woodworking, and gastroesophageal reflex disease. Well, let's look at what your modern medicine is going to recommend, their treatments. Yep, your white coats offer chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, and drug therapy. One drawback to the radiation therapy is that it can cause osteosarcosis, which is a reduction of blood supply to your jaw. And if that happens, your jaw can die, and then they have to remove it. If the disease spreads to the neck lymph nodes, the remission rate drops to 50%. If surgery is recommended, most patients will suffer the loss of their larynx, their voice box, the lymph nodes in the neck area. Severe cases will require removal of the trachea, jaw, upper palate, and part of the face. So if this is the case, the patient pretty much left with a permanent opening in the throat called a stoma, and all this will leave the patient with difficulty eating and swallowing, stiffness, and neck pain. Respiratory problems are also part of the package, as well as speech difficulty. The longevity and quality of life for a patient after it's severely diminished. Let's just be putting it that way. If the cancer spreads to other parts of the body, which most likely that's what happens when you surgically remove a cancer, it spreads. Modern medicine writes the patient off as incurable. Game plan over, according to them. They just shift to pain relief until you expire. You know, it's exit care, in other words. But, you know, diet really matters. If you want to avoid that whole thing, I know I do. Diet's real important. Research is suggesting that a diet high in processed meat, especially red meats, increase your risk of head and neck cancer. A study was also reported that a diet with raw or cooked vegetables offered protection against head and throat cancer. Natural vitamin E helps prevent the white patches that are the precursors for cancer on the mucosal surface. And you can find natural vitamin E in your cold-pressed vegetable oils, sprouted seeds and sunflower seeds, almonds, whole grains, Brussels sprouts, peaches, wheat germ, asparagus, your green leafy vegetables, spirulina, and barley grass. Beta-carotene was also reported to help with early-stage cancers. Okay? So, yeah. You know, a lot of people just say, well, I eat vegetables, but, you know, okay, let's just say you're down here in the South. They cook everything to death. I'm sorry, they do. It's, you know, they cook it till it's so, what they call, tender. I don't know what a Southern gauge for tenderness, but it's like It's like massacred, okay, whatever it is they're cooking. It's like mush. And all the nutrition's cooked out. It's just cooked out. So if you're eating your greens like that, well, get raw in the diet. Get the raw fruits and vegetables in there. Now, there have been some cases of throat cancer that have been, you know, cured. I mean, really cured. And there was a case of a 48-year-old male who had a large mass the size of a small grapefruit about 4 inches in his throat. His doctors did a biopsy which reported that he had malignant cancer. The cancer involved his thyroid, his vocal cords. He had a lot of difficulty swallowing and even breathing. His doctor said the biopsy showed that the cancer was dissolving his thyroid, his vocal cords, and the sides of his throat. So the patient, well, he didn't want surgery. And any of those doctors' options that they gave him, and the doctor said, well, you better do something quick. You have a window of like 6 weeks or less to get this done. So, you know, he just decided to do something else. A brave guy. You know, most people would just put themselves in the hands of their surgeon and hope for the best. Not this guy. He did a combination of natural therapies. That's right. With a disease like cancer, you really want to unleash the firepower of everything at your disposal. Okay, so this means organ cleansing, especially your blood cleanses, your juicing, your vegetarian diet, if you will, external herb poultices, maybe use some castor oil packs, eating lots of raw garlic, like 4 to 6 cloves a day, use your immune-boosting herbs, hydrotherapy, you know, the cold and hot treatment, you know, water treatment. Of course, exercise is going to be important, as well as positive thinking and massage therapy and maybe even some reflexology. I know that's a lot. But, you know, if you're not able to work, you got all day to do that. Now, within 2 weeks, he said, the cancerous mass shrunk in half to 2 inches, and the man could swallow and breathe more easily. So he kept going with the natural therapies every day. So the mass kept shrinking, and by 6 months, he was completely free of the cancerous mass. His doctors reexamined him, pronounced him cancer-free, and the man saved his thyroid, his voice box, his life. So with normal, healthy voice, he was able to actually give his testimony. And one important thing to remember is that if you want to heal yourself with natural therapies, you have to get serious. You have to get aggressive. You can't be afraid. And if you want to be fearful and be afraid, well, be afraid of what the medical establishment's going to do to you. Really. I mean, and I see this all the time. That people just don't want to do everything. They just want to do a little something here, a little something there. You know? No. It's the whole enchilada when you got something like this. Let's talk about the cancer poultice. You know, a lot of people use herbs known to kill, draw out the cancer. So they use powdered herbs. They can mix it with some clay and some charcoal and some water and make it all, you know, pliable. Sometimes they add apple cider vinegar and tea tree oil, you know, to kind of make it smell good. And also they'll just, you know, make it pliable and rub it on the areas that they want to apply it to that are causing them problems. So, now, Apothecary Herbs has a list of these poultices, if you're interested, for things like this. You know, and you'll be including, you know, herbs like poke, chaparral, red clover, mullein, European mistletoe, things like that. And the reason is you want to include these is that, for instance, the mullein heals neck glands. You may add some golden seal for an antibacterial protection. Also, you can add some activated willow charcoal because it absorbs 3,000 times its weight in toxins. Garlic, of course, is an anti-cancer property to it, as well as dandelion root. Poke root, it has anti-cancer properties in small amounts, but still very strong. Chaparral is an antioxidant, destroys tumors if that's a problem there. Red clover stops the clumping of cancer cells and also thins the blood. So if you're on blood thinners, you know, take note of that. Lobelia, antispasmodic, relaxes your muscles to stimulate better circulation. And European mistletoe works good with other herbs that are designed to attack things like cancer. Slippery elm keeps your poultice together. It's kind of like the glue. So if you're looking, and if you got any bleeding issues, add a little cayenne. Stops bleeding in a skinny minute. So, I mean, there's lots you can do. Personally, I wouldn't hesitate, you know, because I used to work in hospitals. I used to work in medicine. I worked for anesthesiologists. I worked for neurologists. I worked for neurosurgeons. I worked in areas of medicine and saw a bunch of stuff, right? And one thing I learned is, herbs are probably the world's best kept secret because it's something that empowers the patient. Think about it. Right? All right. So if you're interested in learning how you can empower yourself, take some control, get better. I mean, you know, and stay there. You know, think about that. There's so many people on lifelong drugs. They couldn't go a day without their pill box. That's not normal. That's not natural. But in the modern world, people just think it is. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Ask for a free product catalog and see how powerful you can be. You know, because I learned early on in herb school, cleanse and nourish the body. Put the nutrition in, get the toxins out, and the body can do its thing and heal itself. How powerful is that? It's not complicated, but it works. You can sidestep a whole lot of problems that way. All right, we got a few minutes, so we're going to talk about the pH. A lot of people talk about, you know, being too alkaline, being too acidic, and this and that. You know, being too alkaline encourages things like cancer we just talked about. So let's just check it out, how we can, you know, balance our pH. Medical science area says, you know, you and I are bioelectrical entities. That's how medical science sometimes describes us humans. You know, in other words, we have an engine. We have electrical impulses inside our body. And on a cellular level, our organs communicate through chemicals and electrical pulses. So these pulses work on electromagnetic current. Mm-hmm. So your nerves are in reality are really electrical charges on a conduit fiber. Think about it that way. Any electrician would get that. So what creates this electricity? Well, it is based on a delicate balance of your biochemistry in your blood, your saliva, the fluids in your system. And this is what we are referring to as our pH. All right, so the brass tacks of your pH are, it's the differences between your acid and alkalinity in the whole system. And science likes to measure it on a scale of 1 to 14, 1 being extremely acid, and 14 being extremely alkaline. So neutral, according to medicine, you know, being in somewhere in the middle with a pH reading of about 7, 7.5, they say all living things, including plants and animals, have this pH reading between 5.5 to 8 in order to maintain some kind of health and avoid sickness and death. Okay? So what happens when there's an imbalance? Living things that have an imbalance in their pH, it can be extreme in either way. Whether you are too acidic or alkaline, there is a great risk of tissue damage and then a loss of function. Now, I had heard a radio ad for a prescription, but it was a pharmaceutical company. It was a drug by them, but they didn't want to call it a drug. Okay, it was being presented as a natural remedy, a probiotic for irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, yet you needed a doctor's prescription to buy it. So the new drug was called Digestive Advantage and is being marketed as a medical or medicinal food. That's the category it's in. Well, if it's a food, why do you need a prescription? So you want to keep in mind that prescribed medications can disrupt pH really quick. So there are two areas of the human body that can withstand higher acidity than the rest of the body, and those areas are designed to deal with acids. That would be your stomach and your kidneys. So how do people become too acidic? Well, what you really eat will be the single most important influence on your pH, also the drugs you're taking. So if you eat meat and potatoes consistently, and they're all cooked food sources, this creates an overabundance of acids. So this lifestyle will begin to deplete your sodium, your potassium, your calcium, and your magnesium, along with other acid-neutralizing chemicals designed to prevent tissue damage. Also, this diet does not replace these protective elements, and therefore disease quickly can follow. So many cancer people are meat and potatoes people. Yeah, that's what they like. So how do you become too alkaline? Well, again, diet's going to dictate that. If you're eating foods that encourage your system to become too alkaline, and this will severely disrupt your digestive function. Alkalinity will disrupt the balance of your floras, your good digestive bacteria, and allows for an overgrowth of yeast. And this will interfere with your ability to assimilate foods and convert protein to amino acids, which provide energy to your cells, the mitochondria of your cells. You have, fuel. Your cells have fuel. So disease can quickly follow, and you may get a diagnosis of maybe chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia if you're too alkaline. And you've let yeast to overgrow in the bowel. A lot of times, antibiotics help, speed that up. A diet rich in white flour, carbohydrates, refined sugar, and dairy products will make you alkaline, very alkaline. A lot of people like that idea because all they've heard is, you want to be alkaline to avoid cancer. A balance, you got to have a balance. Well, let's talk about your body goes to a lot of effort to try to maintain that pH level of 7.35. That's optimum. In your bloodstream, that's what it should be. So if your diet or other influences alters this level in either direction by just one or two points, guess what? Your electrical chemistry is altered. Your electrolytes are altered. How your organs chemically communicate is altered. So this can be kind of dangerous because it can really interfere with your red blood cells that are delivering a lot of oxygen throughout the body. And your energy level can drop. And you can even die if that happens. All right, so there was a homeopath, Victor Rosin. He had a method of eating to adjust the pH in the body, and it was through diet. He recommended 6 servings of vegetables, 2 servings of fruits, 1 serving of starch, and 1 serving of protein. He says this diet works for people, especially if you're on the Mediterranean or Asian continents, who have had almost no risk of cardiovascular disease or cancer, because that's how they eat. So this lifestyle will also offer you 80% alkalinity and 20% acidity in the system, he says. So the acids come from the starch and the protein foods, and the alkalinity comes from the vegetables and the fruits. Yeah, a lot of people say, well, aren't fruits acidic? Well, they have an alkalinity effect in the body, though, right? So don't worry about your fruits, okay, making you acidic. All right, so it's recommended you want to pair, he says, a starch with several vegetables at one meal and pair one protein with several vegetables at another meal, and then having your fruit in between meals, like as a snack or a dessert. So if you follow this eating style, he says you'll maintain an 80-20 ratio of alkalinity to acidity in the blood system. He says it's just like if you ate a Mediterranean diet, and it works, he says. But you got to remember 60% of your food has to be raw every day. And this diet will, help you keep from getting your cells too acidic or alkaline. And, hey, you're not going to have overweight issues. Overeating issues with that. Oh, now the average American still goes by the old food pyramid, which recommends, eating just one vegetable, one protein, 2 starches. I've got to keep in mind that most restaurant menus mimic this in an exaggerated portion. And that doesn't include appetizers. So this protein portion most people eat is 2 to 3 times what they should be eating each day. Therefore, you know, this eating habit favors acidity. All right. Dr. Bernard Jensen says herbs are alkaline. They have an alkaline action in the body. So don't be afraid of your herbs making you acidic. That's not going to happen. All right. So we want to get back on track. And, you know, we need pretty much a food revival in America. I don't think the socialized healthcare is going to help us out with this. So we need to adjust not only our thinking, but our menus, our diets, and, you know, have tear down the old food pyramid, build up the new one. It's because your body can't repair or regenerate organs without the right chemical nutrition. So the quality and the portions, the quantity of your food, really has to be like a religion to you. If you think about it, you know, got to do it every day. Be religious about it. So, let me just quickly, because I know we're going to be running out of time here in a minute. A lot of time people will do juice therapies. You can do vegetable and citrus juices. Here's a few tips there with regards to if you have some ailments that you're working on. Like some people will use celery and parsley in their juices for arthritis. Some people will, if they have a blood pressure problem, they'll have in their juice garlic, cayenne, and parsley. I mean, you can have it in tomato juice or whatever. If you got colitis and gas, they say coconut milk and carrot juice. Very helpful. Eczema problems, get off the dairy. Usually that's the number one culprit is cow's milk. And don't forget your cheese, 10 times the concentration of milk. A lot of people forget that. But eczema, carrot, celery, and lemon if you're juicing. Excellent. And they say for if you're doing a general cleanse, if you juice fasting and cleansing, celery, parsley, spinach, and carrot, very, very good for you. And if you're overweight, if you're going to have juices, make sure you got beet greens in there, parsley and celery to help you drop those extra pounds in a skinny minute. All right. So you have some ways of dealing with this. A lot of challenges sometimes to eating right. People, you know, I just got to break a lot of those habits. But just remember, keep your dishes kind of simple. Use more fresh foods. I mean, if you're cooking fresh and you're making something, you're in the kitchen maybe a half hour, 40 minutes tops. Okay? Not a big deal. Now, if you're having trouble with your pH, chlorella, very helpful with helping the body balance pH. So check out chlorella. If you're interested, you could find that in the Body Foundation food mix along with some other herbs at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663. Give them a call. Man, that hour went quick. Thank you, Frank. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.